What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And on the Reviews Podcast, Mike and I, we listen to David Dobrik's podcast called The Views Podcast, where he talks with Jason Nash about their week, what they've done, some of the skits they've done in their vlogs, and we kind of review what they talk about in their podcast and give our own opinions as well. So, with that said, some of the things we're going to talk about, just to keep you on your toes, is we finally think it was revealed that Jason and David, or I guess Jason, like full on broke up with Trisha, and we'll like talk to you guys about like what they said in their podcast. It's a pretty big deal, especially if you guys follow them.
And then also David gets pretty fucked up with Snoop Dogg. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool story. Along the same thing with Trisha, there's a little bit more details about Jason and his ex-wife, which is pretty juicy.
And then Joe, on Joe's Teeny Weeny podcast, Joe proposes, like, out of the blue. Like, I don't know where that shit came from.
Yeah. It's probably the best Joe's Teeny Weeny podcast, too. I like this one.
Yeah. They meet up with John Stamos again. He's becoming their regular little buddy.
Yep. And then if you guys didn't know this, David has a trainer, and we'll go over how that's going. it's not going that well, I think.
All right.
Okay. Roll the intro. All right, so Jason starts off by talking about how he accomplished running 6 miles. David, like, flips out and says, he doesn't flip out, but he, like, just jokes and laughs and says, you did not run 6 miles. And then he clarifies or, like, makes the suggestion, did you run walk? And Jason's like, yeah.
He said, you maybe traveled 6 miles.
I didn't. When he said that, too, I was like, there's no way he ran 6 miles completely, like even jogging for the full time.
Yeah,
there's
not out of the blue, but running 6 miles for some people isn't that bad.
I can't even run fucking half a mile without fucking dying.
Are you still running?
No. I mean, I go to the gym every so often and just like run for a little bit, or like, you know, just elliptical and shit, but not like how I was before. But I want to. I can't wait till we get to like when David's with his trainer. He asks, how long does it take you to run the 6 miles? Jason replies, 4 hours. And then they start both laughing because that's fucking hella long. And then David goes, 3 hours waiting for an Uber and 1 hour of running or run walking.
Okay, we're funny. Almost there. I'm just going to get out and run from here.
Yeah. Jason gets upset at David for letting him get fat. I thought this was pretty funny because it kind of doesn't make sense. But I guess after they explain it for a little while, Jason says that David always like makes him like eat candy and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That might,
I don't know that
happens all the time. Like, but mostly not with a friend to another friend, mostly like your mom, like mom to a fat kid or something. Come on,
right.
Eat this candy. No.
Yeah. And then David says that he fattens him up so that he can vlog. And then that's the way that they can eat because he makes money off of the vlogs.
That was a good comparison. I forgot about that. Child's book or whatever. What was it? Was it Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel.
That's so funny. What if somebody really did that to you?
I feel like there's a movie that, like that.
You're right.
Like a scary movie.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently David has been meeting with a trainer, and he met with him, I guess, 3 times this week. And he comes to the house to make him do some exercises. He wanted David to do push-ups on his knees, and David was like, bro, I'm not doing push-ups on my knees, like girl push-ups. And then David started to do the regular push-ups, and then he just couldn't finish the exercise. So he just felt like shitty, I guess. I mean, that to a guy, I think that does make you feel shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you haven't done it in a while, like, I'd be cool with it. Like, just, at least, okay, we're just starting out. And the only reason I was doing girl push-ups is because he told me to.
And then during the workout, the trainer noticed that it was, I guess the workout session goes from like whatever to 11:30 a.m. And so the trainer noticed that it was 11:11 a.m. and was like, hey, it's 11:11, make a wish. And David replies, I wish it was 11:30, you know, making it like, hey, I want to get done with this shit. And then the trainer replies, I wish you'd stop being a little bitch. And David was like, oh, shit, this guy's real.
That's funny. That was pretty quick thinking, I wish it was 11:30. 11:11.
Yeah.
But Jason talks about that he's been training for 5 months, and it just like blows David's mind.
Yeah. David's reaction was like, what? You've been training for 5 months? And he's like, you're discouraging me.
he says, what do you guys do? Does he teach you to bake?
Yeah.
You guys go to lunch?
Because Jason is still not in shape. He's like even fatter, I think, from what they're saying.
How do you train for 5 months and still like nothing happened?
Yeah, I don't even know what his training consists of. And from what we've heard, it seems like it's like a pretty good training, but maybe, you know, but I think diet is like a really big part of it, right? So maybe, if he's not doing that.
Yeah, maybe he like compensates. He thinks like, oh, I worked out so I can eat this.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
Right. Not for
diet is like, yeah. But they start talking about it and they were saying like, man, Jason, you were in shape like just, maybe I think he said like 4 years ago, but he was also in shape just a few months ago. And then Jason was saying that he was in shape because he was in love with somebody. And that somebody was Trisha. And we all know that. So, you know, obviously they broke up. I didn't know because you remember that there's a big situation, but they never said anything about it. And I thought they were like maybe having a relationship in the background and just not making it public anymore.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I thought it could be either way, but yeah, this pretty much makes it clear that,
Like it's over.
Shit.
That's crazy. I wish I knew what happened.
Does Trisha still post vlogs?
I don't know. I haven't seen her vlogs. I haven't even looked at his either. But I know she's always publishing on Instagram, like nothing's ever happened.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's such a weird situation. Well, David's trying to be positive and says that people watch them because he's fat, and says it wouldn't work if he had a co-host that was 45 years old and was a buff dude.
Yeah. So well, then he's like, well, Jason's like, Joe Rogan's buff.
Yeah,
and he's like, well, Joe Rogan's also smart and funny, and he's got shit going on.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that is.
But it makes sense. Like, I don't know how it would be like if David has some buff fit ass dude next to him, right?
Yeah, that
kind of steal the spotlight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he already steals it, like, comedically. But then if he was also buff at the same time, especially if he used to be fat, like, and somebody always made fun of you being fat.
You're right.
Like, I had this friend who had another friend that I didn't really know. And his name was, I think his friend's name was Corey. And, like, everybody that was in their group that we were all kind of friendly with, every time they referred to this guy, they called him Fat Corey. And at some point, I was just like, that's kind of mean. Like when the dude wasn't around, like, why do you keep calling him Fat Corey? And he's like, well, when we were younger, I used to be fat and he used to be skinny and he used to make fun of us. So now for the rest of his life, he's Fat Corey.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's fucked. And it's just like, he's like, it just, everyone says it. So it's just like, it's normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's weird. So Fat Jason, if Jason got slim and then David started putting on weight, what the fuck? But he also said something about, I don't know if that came later, but where they were talking about how his ego, David's ego would be so big if all of a sudden this training caused him to be buff.
Oh yeah, yeah. They did talk about that at this time. Yeah, he was like, man, we were just joking, but if David gets like fit and super buff, it's gonna go straight to your ego and like just you're gonna think you're on top of the fucking world.
Can you imagine seeing him all buff? That'd be crazy.
It'll be fucking crazy.
I always think it's crazy whenever somebody that I've known always is one size and then just out of the blue they just like blow up.
Yeah.
I did that once.
No.
I did, really. I didn't blow up like big as some people get, but everybody noticed.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's not funny.
Jason asked if his trainer talked to him about eating Chipotle because David loves eating Chipotle. David said that his trainer told him at one point he's going to have to eat more. And David's response to that was, great, let's start today. Why do we have to wait for that?
Yeah, he's always eating.
You know what? I think, but what's weird is that when you eat more when you're working out, it's so you can lose the weight and get bulkier. But
it's because in order to keep getting, you're burning so much stuff, you have to eat right. more, or you're not going to grow.
Right. Okay, that's cool. Whatever. That's probably good news. I want to know how long this is going to last, because you know he's always busy. But maybe with his one vlog less,
for him to do it 3 days in a week on his first week of training, that's promising.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that looks like it could be a thing.
Yeah, they went to a party last night, and they said that it was one of the classiest parties that they've went to in Hollywood. People that were there were people who made like a good name for themselves, like Jimmy Kimmel and like a few others. I forgot who else they mentioned. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I completely forgot that. Yeah, they said Jimmy Kimmel was there or whatever. Yeah. But they said there was a guy there who said Jason, like that he knew him, and David was basically saying that he likes when he sees Jason, somebody recognizing him or Jason being around his old friends. He just kind of looks off from the corner and pays attention. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but in this situation, David was watching the interaction from across the room, and when the guy was like, Jason, he felt like the guy was saying, how the fuck are you at this party?
You know, as soon as he said that, I thought, he's like, oh, I'm serving. Would you like something to drink?
That's hilarious. And that's shitty, too. You know, like, but yeah, what a funny story. But they went to a night.
Something like, I'll just tell a story. I don't think I told you this before, but there was one point at my job where I was teaching a class, and I had just started in that job, and there was a guy who was like one of the big bosses when I was in high school, and he walked into the class and he saw that I was in there, and he was like, are you in this class too, Mike? And I was like, no, I'm teaching it. It was so awkward. Are you in this class? I'm in this class, but I'm teaching you now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was weird.
And what a great feeling, though.
Because it was like he was asking, like, how are you in this class? It was like right. that. It wasn't like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Did he come up and say anything to you afterwards?
Nope. He probably was just shocked at how much he learned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They went to a nightclub type of party at another time in the week. And Jason wanted to clarify that they don't party, because then that would mean they go out to drink. They just attend the parties. And the reason for that is because I think David just wants to work, right? He wants to film and make a vlog, right?
Yeah. I'm glad they clarified that, because they for sure do not party.
Yeah.
I think Jason maybe sneaks in some partying.
Yeah, because you always see him in the vlogs. Yeah.
He sneaks in some partying.
Drunk and shit. Yeah. David said that there was like 15 girls behind him trying to get his attention. And so he went over to take a selfie with them, you know, just to be nice. And then he went back to his spot, but they were still trying to get his attention. But, you know, he doesn't want to, like, he already took a selfie with them, but they started grabbing his butt. And so he had to turn around and tell them to stop grabbing his ass. He didn't want them to touch his ass because he felt like he had shit in his pockets and like they might pickpocket him, right? But they continued to still grab his ass, and he told them to stop one more time. Then some girl, I guess, told everyone, hey, stop touching his ass. Like, as if she was the one who was doing it to like make herself look like she was innocent, mm-hmm. from what David was saying. But then they continue to like grab his ass and then jab his ass with like fingers. And he said after that, he was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. What a fucking weird thing to do.
Well, I've seen people that, I don't think she was trying. I feel like she was trying to be funny. Like, cause you've seen people do that before. Like, stop doing that to him. And you know, you're doing that knowing that they know you're the one doing it.
Right. Yeah. All right. But I don't know. I feel like if you're not at David's level, why would you be fucking with him?
Why did he stick around?
I don't know.
It's like, stop touching my ass. Stop touching my ass. Like,
exactly.
I kind of know what to do if I don't want somebody to touch my ass anymore.
Yeah.
Unless they chase me.
Yeah. And then they have ads this week. So we're going to talk about their ads. The first one was Squarespace, which is a website builder for people who don't know how to really do website building. They like give you templates. I've said this before. Don't use Squarespace. I've tried it. It's not as easy as they want you to think, and it's not as flexible as you'd want it to be, which is kind of like the bummer on Squarespace. But if you use Wix, it's pretty freaking easy, and it's like a drag and drop system, which is great.
I've seen a couple people's website that use Wix, and it looks good.
Yeah, Wix is amazing. Squarespace. So I tried using Squarespace for my photography and videography, and it sucks because it gives you these templates, but they're kind of locked in their templates. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. And then like with Wix, I can like drag and drop text, buttons, or anything anywhere on the page and it will be okay. I can't do that on Squarespace. It doesn't allow you to.
Hmm. I'm gonna have to look at somebody's website that uses Squarespace.
I mean, they're gonna look good because they're in templates, but it's restrictive. Like if you wanted to add something like additional to their thing, it's hard. You can't like really do it unless you know like a lot of coding and stuff.
Maybe they don't, because on one of the websites that used Wix, I did notice a few things just seemed kind of off. Like why is that there?
Right. So that's the problem. So if you have the flexibility to do what you want and drag and drop, you could ruin the experience or the navigation, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but I do like the option too, because Wix gives you templates as well, but it just allows you to do the drag and drop. So they go into talking about John Stamos, and he was at the party, and Jason was saying that it feels so good that he's their friend, because at the party, John Stamos was like, hey, Jason, what's up? You know, and Jason was like, I just love that feeling.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, I can imagine. They said that it was like heaven because just knowing him, like thinking, like knowing a time when he saw John Stamos at a party, and then didn't know him, so didn't go up to him, and now being able to like him calling out his name and stuff. Yeah, that's fucking great.
That is cool.
But then John Stamos asked for Jason's phone number. David tells Jason that he's asked for your number twice now, but I keep forgetting to give it to him. And Jason's like, what a dick. What do you think about that? If I ran into fucking Leo DiCaprio and said, Leo DiCaprio said, hey, make sure you give Chris my number because I want to text him. I'm not forgetting that.
Like, I know. I was just gonna say, if
I didn't give it to you, I'm doing that on purpose.
Exactly. I was wondering if you thought the same thing. There is no way that he is not doing it, not on purpose.
Right. Yeah. 100%. Because John Stamos is on a level that even David aspires to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And then he wants his buddy's number. Like, come on. Because first, and then second, you know. Because of, you know, Jason's mindset can go through all ages because of what he's doing, but Jason and John are going to have the better relationship for sure.
For sure. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was wondering if you were going to think the same thing. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way David's not delaying that.
Yeah. And give me a fucking break. If somebody asked you the second time and you did forget, you're going to do it right then.
Exactly.
Like, you're not even going to wait. You're like, oh, fuck, I forgot. He told me to blah, 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 whatever. Or do it right now. Yeah, I'll send it to you after this podcast or something. But it was like, oh, I forgot. And then he'll just keep forgetting.
Yeah, fuck that. David, you're being shitty. John Stamos talks to David's manager because if you've seen their vlog, I saw the vlog where he was in it. But he talks to David's manager and says that he spent 3 hours shooting with David and got all these cool like scenes and skits done because he got like stopped tour buses and all this other stuff. And he was like, David only used 25 seconds of it. Kind of like, I did all that shit for him and I only got 25 seconds in his vlog.
I just did the math and that's just under 10% of his blog. 9.6% of the time John Stamos was in it.
Yeah, but I think you'd understand that already, right?
Yeah, but no. If you were like really famous, like if you want to continue to get more famous people to come do stuff with you, you're gonna have to show a little, you know. Still, 10% of it is still good, but if you have somebody important, you have to break some of your own rules.
Yeah.
If you want someone else to be interested. So let's say somebody else that John Stamos is talking to and David's thinking about filming with him. And if they see that, you know, I could spend all of this time and I'm not getting any significant amount, like maybe I would have splattered him throughout the vlog a little more.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Because he's had other people like Kylie Jenner, and she was in it for a lot of the vlog a few times. So I don't know. But they continue to fangirl about being friends with John Stamos, and they're like, oh shit, John's gonna hear this podcast and be like all happy that we're complimenting him and so happy that we're his friends. And then they were like, John, this is to make up for only having 25 seconds in the vlog.
Ah, that's crazy. So yeah. They talk about Coachella coming up.
No, do the but one before that.
But they did talk about that. But no, David. No, they did. I'm just kidding. David talks about not knowing how to barbecue.
Yeah, this is a funny one because I relate to this.
You don't know how to barbecue?
Well, I pretend.
I think everyone. I mean, once you've done it, you know how to barbecue. It maybe the difference is going all out. Like I can't imagine having those sticks and putting bell peppers and shit and all that, like just the whole get up. But I remember one time I barbecued for one whole year straight for dinner. If I didn't go out, I barbecued.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me that every so often. You'd be like, yeah, I'm barbecuing. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, David talks about like not knowing how to barbecue, and he's like, how do people fucking know how to use a grill or cook? Like who teaches them, kind of thing, right? And he said, like, men pride themselves in, like, knowing how to barbecue. And it's so funny because I relate to this a lot because I always, like, hung out with my dad in the back anytime he barbecued. And it wasn't that often, but I would hang out with him. And, like, it looked simple. But it's so funny because anytime someone asks me, like, oh, can you go cook the meat or something, I, like, try to find an excuse not to because I don't know how the timing is and all that stuff. And I don't want to fuck up the meat, right? But I think whenever I had to have done it, I just fake it. And you know, once it looks good, I take it off the grill.
It's really more the prep, like the marinating and seasoning and all that kind of stuff. But the actual barbecue, like I don't think I've ever burnt barbecue. But I don't,
because you can kind of tell.
If I was at somebody's place and they were barbecuing and it seemed like they really know how, even though I would still think I knew how to barbecue, I wouldn't do it if they said, hey, go put the meat on or whatever, because not that you're necessarily going to do it bad, but they have their own way. And so it's going to be, yeah, it's not going to be the way that they would have done it. So it would be stupid to do it.
Yeah. And then David goes into talking about like how he loves that, like, and Jason also, he agrees with him, but he loves when, like, you know, you go to like a someone's house, like if there's a bunch of couples there or whatever, they like split off. like the girls stay in the house and the guys always go into the backyard and like all hang out, have drinks, and sometimes like don't even talk, but that's like where they stay.
Yeah.
And they just love it.
Yeah, that is, it's so weird that you can identify that with though, girls and guys splitting off. Like it's so weird. It's like it's almost sexist, but it's not, like nobody's being put somewhere. Like the girls
told. Yeah, no one's being told.
It's like in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Did you know that like girls can't be in the room when guys are eating?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. But that's, and they're cool with it too. So maybe it's kind of something like that. Because that is kind of, that's weird. Yeah, that's like the only thing that, is there another thing where you split up?
Not really. And it's so weird because it's like it just naturally happens.
Right. And then they talk about how guys are talking about like, oh, it must be so great, Jason, you being single. I need to leave my wife. And he said they're still with him, but I'm serious, they do say that. And you know, guys do say that all the time.
Yeah. Huh. I think it's just for fun. I mean, like remembering when you were.
Okay.
And like,
yeah.
Just for like, you know, just poking fun at it. But the funny thing is, you could only say that around the guys because.
Okay.
I
have to interrupt right now just because that whole, like, at least 10, 15 seconds, you were almost dead the whole time.
Oh, am I good now?
Like, I didn't hear what you just said just now.
Oh, what about now?
Now I can.
Am I good?
Sounds like you're good.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Sound difficulties. I don't even know if I'll cut that out. It just takes up more time, so that's great. But anyway, am I good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good now.
I think guys say it just to like poke fun or whatever, but it's funny because we know it as a joke, but if any of their significant others were to hear it, it would be bad news.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That would be horrible.
Yeah. So, David wants to work at Coachella. I didn't know this. Have you ever been
to Coachella? No.
Yeah. Okay. Me neither. It looks fun. It looks awesome. But David said he wants to work at Coachella so he can be able to film. I didn't know you couldn't bring DSLR cameras there.
A lot of places are.
It looks like a. Really? I mean, it looks so open. Like, who is there an entrance to like this big ass like desert area? Yes.
There's so much security. Like
it always looks like it's just
people
open.
People are always having to find different ways to smuggle in their drugs and because they sell everything on site. So yeah, they're super restrictive.
That's crazy. I wonder why you can't bring a DSLR. Like, what's the reason?
I think it's because they think it's like more professional. Cause like Jason said something like, hey, it still records in the same quality. And when he said that, it was kind of a joke. It was a joke because that's what, that's kind of the argument that people use when they are recording. When somebody says, oh, well, you can use your phone, but you can't use a DSLR. Well, their argument is, well, it's still the same quality as a DSLR. I don't understand why I can use my phone and not this, but that's like a normal thing. And I don't know if it's just because it looks like, okay, it looks like it's going to be more produced and more professional, and we don't allow that, but we allow casual recording because, of course, you can't stop that. I don't know. What do you think?
Two things. I think
it could be a bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, a lot of electronics in there. But two things, I think. The thing that you said where maybe this event doesn't want any kind of productionized video, you know, but I still don't understand the reason for that because it's not going to be unless you have like, you know, a production going on. You're not really going to organize people and like do all that kind of stuff. But it's true, though, like an iPhone, today's iPhone takes the same quality. And so it makes no sense to me why you couldn't use a DSLR. The other thing I think it could be is that they want to prevent theft. You know, there could be a lot of people bringing DSLRs, and then there could be a lot of people wanting to steal everyone's DSLR while they're drunk or high.
I could think they wouldn't care, but with when you bring like the more expensive equipment, you probably also have like a bag, and so they're real picky about bags and stuff like that. So maybe. Yeah, who knows? I don't think they. Yeah. I don't think they really know. You know, it's the same thing like gambling. Why can video poker players have headphones in their ear, but if you're playing at another table, you can't?
Yeah, that's annoying too. But I feel like I get it more for the gambling thing because you can like review behaviors and things like that that can help you, I guess, get an edge or steal, you know. But whatever. I mean, I think I hate when I go to events and they're like, sorry, you can't bring a DSLR. I'm like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense, especially when it's like when it really doesn't make sense. Every situation is different, but I've had those situations where I'm like, man, I'd like to bring a good camera. But, oh, stupid. Their next ad is SeatGeek. We hear about this all the time. It's fucking stupid. Don't use them. They're so expensive. Use other sites like Ticketmaster. But what's funny in this ad, Jason realized that his stomach was out the whole podcast. And I don't know if you remember, but they're starting to film their podcast. So I can't wait to see the video of this podcast what he looks
David
like.
David said he didn't mention it on purpose so that everybody would get to see it in the video before he told the straight.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought was interesting that they're filming it. I didn't watch all of it, but I watched the beginning of the first of this podcast where they filmed it. And, and then I forgot about it. And then when I was listening to this, they really did a good job of making it exactly the same, whether it was filmed or not. I felt like that.
Oh, really? I gotta check. Yeah, it out.
Like just today when I was listening to the podcast, I was like, "It was." I had to get probably to this part before I was like, "Oh shit, that's right. This is the one they filmed." And it's to me, it sounded like any other podcast. So I thought that was cool.
Oh, so they did use the audio that was clean.
Yeah, and they didn't make more so that they didn't like change
anything about it.
Because you would think it'd be different because it was on video.
Right. That's cool. David met up with Snoop Dogg at Coachella one time, and he met him in his hotel room. He lights up a joint and starts smoking it. And David said I'm assuming he's always high, but he offers David a hit. And David said, like, that's a huge deal. And, like, you couldn't say no to Snoop Dogg. And so in his mind, he was like, fuck, I got to do work. I got to record. I got to vlog, but I can't say no to this guy. So he takes a hit. And then when Snoop Dogg offers to his friends all say no because one doesn't smoke and the other one just didn't. I guess he didn't feel like it or something like that.
Yeah, it was like Ilyan and Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just didn't. They didn't do it.
I wonder if Alex just doesn't smoke. That's unbelievable to me. I mean, I could understand if you never smoked that. Like, okay. I mean, I couldn't reasonably expect somebody who never did or never wanted to or whatever. But if you have and Snoop Dogg is there, you have to.
Right. I feel like, yeah, if you never did, okay, yeah, sure. But if you have, there's no reason to say no. Yeah. Unless
like if Snoop had some acid or some shit, and I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I could decline that, but I couldn't. I couldn't say I'm not going to smoke with him.
All right. Huh. Yeah, that's crazy. But that's still a crazy thing to do. Like, for David, I mean, you know, being able to say, oh, yeah, he asked me to take a hit. I smoked with Snoop Dogg. That's fucking dope. And so when David was driving the car all the way to Coachella, he was super high. But when he got there, his friends are like, well, so what'd you do? And he's like, oh, I got to meet Snoop Dogg. And they're like, did you smoke with him? And he was like, look in my eyes. And everyone was like, oh shit, that's dope as fuck. And that's pretty cool. I have
that's
to admit.
Cool as fuck. Like I'd be telling everybody that shit.
Fuck yeah. I smoke with Snoop Dogg.
Even the police.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck either. Jason said he appreciates that when he sees all David and his friends get happy about things like the Snoop Dogg thing. I don't know why he says that those type of things. Like, does he not get excited about things or what not?
I don't know. I think maybe like
or he just enjoys seeing people get happy, I guess.
Yeah, like I think, like sometimes I'll see some kids, you know, playing, or like today when I was driving, I saw this, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 year old boy. It's dark, and he's like, he's not skipping in the traditional skipping, like he's skipping a little more athletically, like twisting and whatever. But I just, as I watched him do that, I was like, this kid is fucking happy right now. How cool!
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And I guess because Jason's the oldest, right? He's just like, he gets to see all these kids like get excited for the first time, or like these things that are like he's experienced, or like, you know, he just has so much more time on them, right? Of life and experience. So maybe he's like, I don't know, numb to it or some of these things.
Sometimes I think you forget, like, and it just reminds you. Yeah.
Yeah. David said he loves watching. Oh, you talked about this, or he loves watching Jason interact with people he used to know. And then Jason said that he actually doesn't like it because every time he talks to people from his past, they're like, oh, so what do you do now? And then he has to explain what he does, that he's a YouTuber. And David and Jason both hate having to explain, like, oh, yeah, I'm a YouTuber. And then Jason said he always has to explain everything, because people are like, oh, so how do you get paid, like how does it work, and you know, all that stuff. And so they both kind of hate it, and they both don't know how to say something different, like, oh, I'm an actor, or I'm an influencer. I think that's tough. And saying that you're a YouTuber kind of has like a I guess a negative reaction too.
Yeah, I think it has a negative connotation, but it also, it sucks that you have to feel that way, because you shouldn't in any capacity, you know. It's just they feel themselves. I think they should just be more
be confident about it.
Be confident, be more positive about what it is. Like, hey, I make my living doing making YouTube videos, and it's been great for me. You know, you don't have to like
explain yourself. Yeah. Like, just you watch YouTube,
right?
I make fucking videos,
yeah,
and I get paid to do it.
You have a house, you're buying people Lamborghinis and shit or whatever, and Teslas. So they don't. I'm a YouTuber. I don't think you have to say I'm a YouTuber. Maybe it's using that because that does put you in like
a category.
Yeah. So I get when they say, like, you run into somebody like, hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm a rapper. Are you really a rapper?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So he was right in saying that he can't say, well, I'm an actor, or I'm a singer, or I'm like, but you are, I guess. If you are,
I guess you could say, like, I produce YouTube videos. But that still sounds lame, because YouTube videos are like a range of shitty to good, right?
Maybe take out the YouTube and go for something just like online. I do online.
Oh, yeah. I produce online
videos. Yeah, online video production.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like a fucking porno, though.
But online video production just changes, I think, the whole conversation.
I guess so. Yeah. I think I would try that if I was a YouTuber. A famous one.
David, you YouTuber.
Yeah. It does sound shit. I don't know why, but
it's because because everybody technically, like, everybody technically can't be actor, but everybody, like, somebody could get 17 views a week and claim like us.
Oh yeah,
us
I do
doing
YouTube
this podcast, like, we wouldn't even have a title for us. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I do podcasts.
But when you say you have a podcast, everybody thinks it's cool.
Yeah. All right. Your favorite. Go ahead.
Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. So David introduced Joe by saying, this is our guy. And then, our friend.
And Joe yells in the background, I'm your friend.
Oh, did he yell that? I know he yelled something.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, I'm a friend.
So he says, you know how I'm always trying to change lives? He said he had a listener who emailed him and wanted him to ask a girl out. I wanted to propose to a girl. And so he says their name, and she was like, he was doing the proposal on his podcast for this girl, but then it turns out that was completely wrong. And
and David cuts him off, like, you know, as he's asking, so will you go? And then David's like, okay, you're done. And then, or no, will you? And then he was gonna say, marry me. And then David goes, okay, you're done. And then you can hear Joe in the background say, oh shit, I read this wrong. He wanted me to ask her out to prom. He's like, I'm so sorry. It's not a marriage proposal. It's a prom proposal.
the prom proposal. But that's funny. That's cool that he did that. Like, that's gotta be. Was it Jason that said? Oh yeah, it was Jason that said that she's probably pissed at her boyfriend because she was like, you had it's Joe. So everything went to hell. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So David tossed with Jason about, has Jason been asked to a dance? And he said he was asked to the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah. Just a random topic that they were talking about.
Yeah, just kind of stemming off of Joe's thing there.
Prom thing, yeah.
But yeah, so he got asked.
Then
he wasn't that into her.
Yeah. And then David somehow got into because they were talking about marriage proposals. And then David was like, what's that thing that, you know, where you have to, like, the guy has to take off the garter belt on the girl's leg. And then Jason's like, oh, yeah, they do that at weddings. And David was like, that's such a fucking weird thing. Like, you have to go under her dress and, like, grab it with your mouth and then pull it off. And I didn't think about that until he said it. But, yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't even know what the fuck that's for.
So, apparently you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. No.
So, I definitely thought about it when you think about, like, in front of the person's parents and shit like that. Yeah. It is kind of a weird, but yeah, that's what I thought. I think I went to one wedding where somebody did that.
I've seen it at maybe two weddings, and I've only gone to, like, four. It is a weird thing. I don't know. I've seen worse, too. Like, the guy, like, takes off his shirt and starts doing a lap dance on the girl in front of the parents, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm pretty sure the parents don't want this.
Well, I think it also depends on the relationship already, because I mean, if you end up marrying a crazy person, you already knew they were crazy, then maybe the family knows, like, ah, he's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I guess we gotta deal with him.
So
Jason said
that he likes when people have synchronized dances at their weddings.
Yeah.
So
you see my notes.
So you had one of those, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
In the notes I put, I had one. He would like me.
Okay, next topic. No, just kidding. Yeah, I like the synchronized dance. And I like the, what's the one?
I like when it's a big surprise.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see it coming.
Isn't it, like, always a surprise, though, unless you're part of it?
No, I know, but, no, I it is, but I like it when it's, like, when you don't see it really coming. You know what I mean? Like, it comes out of nowhere. But, like, if you see people prepping for it and all that kind of stuff, I don't know. Some people do it way better than others, right? So,
I saw a proposal from one of my friend's brothers where they set this whole thing up in a downtown area. And they were going there meeting for lunch, and then they broke out with one of those. What was it? Flash mob?
Yeah.
Was it flash mob? Because now flash mob seems called. Like a bad thing. Like, oh shit, there's a flash mob outside. So yeah, I thought that was pretty fucking cool. Where, like, everybody's just on the street and everybody's all in on it, and I thought that was great.
That's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a little, it was like a nice, like, small town. It was in Vegas, but it was like a small town feeling kind of area. So it was like where you would never expect it to happen. It was so great.
That's cool. David thinks it's weird that people get married because it's like two strangers become a family. I didn't think of it like that, but yeah, that's hilarious. Like, two people that don't know each other, like, are now considered family. And then, like, you have two families becoming family.
Right. But you know what I first thought when he said that, which is so weird? I thought, like, yeah, that is fucking crazy. It's like with everything, like two dogs, two cats, or like mountain lions in the wilderness. Like, they just meet a new lion and now they have kids. Like, it happens to everything, huh?
Yeah. It's super weird.
Yeah, it is. It's like, to this day, like, my sister having a different last name. To me, that's so weird. I don't like it. I
don't. That's hilarious. This is a big topic, but this is, I think this is kind of like the last big topic. But Jason's trying to figure out different ways to like have an excuse to go see his kids, but also be at his ex's house. So he was going to give his kids a Mac, but then realized that his sister's wedding was still on there and he couldn't give it to them. So he was just trying to make an excuse to go to the house. But then it got kind of sad because he was like, I want to be the dad like that comes home at 7 and like sits and watches TV. Like, the kids are really into The Office right now, but they have to watch it. And I can't be there to enjoy it with them. I was like, damn, that's fucking harsh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the point where I was like, okay, for sure, the whole Trisha thing. But yeah, that does suck. I mean, and in a way, the kids probably don't know it, but it sucks for the kids too. They probably feel like they get enough time with their dad, but they don't know all right. the time that they really missed.
Right. Yeah, that sucks. I would be so surprised if he got back with the wife. But from what he said, that another time where he tried to invite her out to like ice cream when he had the kids, she was like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, so she don't want none of that. But yeah, that's crazy. Exactly. I did like how he called the, because it confused me. I like how when he was talking about bringing the Mac over, he said, "I was bringing over the Big Mac. What if Apple makes a Big Mac?"
Oh, that reminds me. I guess we'll just talk about it on the podcast. Did you watch the Apple announcement today?
I watched part of it.
Man, I'm so excited for the credit card.
Why?
I don't know. I just love when Apple tries to ruin a whole industry. You know what I mean? Like, they like penetrate it and then like they just disrupt. You know, these credit card companies are so comfortable, right? And they've been doing the same thing over and over for many years. And then Apple says, here's a credit card that you can use on your phone. And it is completely like anonymous because it gives you a different code or number every time you use it. So no one can really like, you know, use your credit card. And then like, you know, they were like, you know, credit cards try to give you points, but you never know how much really the value of the points are. So we're just going to give you cash. And like, you'll get cash the day of, and it's called daily cash. Like, they make it so simple, you know, and it's just so crazy. And then they're like, we're going to show you all your trends of like how you spend your money, which some credit cards do that too, but from what they show, it's like really nice and organized. And then the kicker, which I thought was amazing, was that, you know, credit cards try to make money off of your interest. And we don't want you to spend more money on interest because we want you to just buy what you want and be able to pay off your credit card. So like, they show you like, if you were to pay at these different times, this is how much interest you'd accrue and you'd be paying extra. So they kind of are transparent and trying to help you and kind of guide you as to like when you should pay for your credit card and how much. It was just really cool. I thought it's like the new age of credit card.
I can't wait till I get to that part of it. Yeah, I need to finish, but I got caught up.
Yeah, when you see that, you'll be like, damn, this is fucking cool. I'm not that excited about the TV thing, although it's kind of cool. I mean, I have so many services, but what else was pretty cool? Oh, they had the magazine thing. I'm not into magazines, so fuck it. I think really, honestly, the credit card was my favorite.
The cool thing on the magazine thing, though, was the because you're not exactly what you said. You're not into magazines. So there's so many magazines that would have something in it probably that you'd like. And to be able to see that in based on what you already liked, pulling it from all the sources. That made a lot of sense because you would see like today I got my haircut and I was looking in the GQ magazine, which I've had a subscription before, like through Apple or through something, one of those magazine things. I had one before, and you know, there would be an article or two in several magazines that I would never end up seeing.
Right. I don't know. Okay. Well, they talk about their next ad, which is called Butcher Box. where they can deliver meat to your house. This was the longest ad I've ever heard them say. And I think even David was like, this is so fucking long or something like that. Because he was like, I would just say if I was them, we deliver meat to your house or something like that. But I don't know. I've never I've never used this type of service, but I've done a service where like they deliver like snacks. So,
well, it did seem that Jason heard something he hadn't paid attention to the first time. Whenever they got to the part and said that each box contains enough food for 24 individual servings, and Jason was like, "Whoa." Like, so I don't know if that meant like, oh, he's interested or whatever, but you'd have to be, I don't know that. I can't see how David and Jason's audience would be the Butcher Box audience.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, even SeatGeek is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And then I didn't really type up a note on this one, so I'll just reference it from memory. But I think Jason was talking shit about an old classmate or something.
Oh,
and I guess that was a good one. I guess and then his daughter, I guess, is a fan of David. And so she listens to the podcast. And so she showed her dad the Jason talking shit about him. And so,
well, no, do you remember the story from last week? Guy that he said that was quiet but real muscular, like he beat the shit out of anybody.
And so that guy
like would write on his test questions, you know, they were like, what's 3 + 3? Fuck you. So what Jason said is that he's probably like a loser right now or something like that. Like, David was like, I don't know, sometimes those guys, like, some things work out for them or whatever. So David did say something positive, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then so the daughter heard it and found out, like, she was like, that's my dad, you know? And so showed the dad the segment of them talking about him, and he wrote Jason back, like, in an email and said, hey, heard your podcast. Oh, on Facebook. And said, hey, I heard the podcast about you talking about me. And he's like, I'm actually doing pretty well for myself. I'm doing all these things or whatever. And I'm not an asshole or a loser or whatever. And then at the end of the, I guess, the message, he was like, but that shit was funny as fuck, you know?
But how fucking crazy to be randomly listening to a podcast and then the person starts talking about your dad. That would fucking trip you the fuck out. Like, if you were listening to the podcast and Jason was like, yeah, so there was this one guy, and then he used the guy's full name.
Yeah, he did.
Ethan Temple or something, some shit like that.
No, it's Griffin something, yeah. Griffith something or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. I would feel like, you know that feeling when you have, like, your throat just feels like you can't swallow when you get caught?
If you were Jason,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. If you were Jason, like, I feel like the moment I started reading that, I would have that feeling of like, shit.
If you read, okay. Yeah. I mean, like if you really, cause Jason just put, I'm so shocked that he used the guy's full name. Cause like at that point, it's no, like, what was the daughter feeling though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a huge David fan, and you're just listening. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Well, that was all the topics that they covered last week's podcast. If you want to write us back, tweet us on ReviewsPodcast1. Or use the Anchor app and send us a voicemail, and we'd be happy to hear from you.
All right. Well.
Oh, yeah. And
my name's Mike,
we'll be
Jeff.
Doing a live. Wait.
Okay.
We'll be doing a live session podcast in Vegas. So be ready for that. It's going to be a fun one. Just want to get people excited. I didn't do a good job. But yeah, all right. All right, do your thing.
You done? You broke up so much in that last part.
Oh, all right. Who gives a fuck? All right, we're done. Say your thing. Mike.
Not Jeff.
My name's Chris. All right. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.